Blog Talk Radio.
The world.
Yes, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, I thank the Most High, yes I do, that we are back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode, informative episode, blessed episode of Hidden Gospel. Yes, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I welcome you to the show. And I thank the Most High. Yes, I did. Yes, I thank you. I thank the Most High. Yes, I do. For every ear that Yah brings near. The Most High has told me. Yes, indeed. He has told me that unto his cause I have some very important. Yes, some very important things for him that I must do. And yes, he told me because of what I must do for his cause, he said I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, for his cause and his purpose, I would have his protection and his guidance. For that, my brothers and my sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. Yah will be done. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed he has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed he has told me that I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could. Yes, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to avert, to silence, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and my sisters, that the truth of the matter is for all the connivances, pollutions, schemes, tamperings, conspiracies, confederacies of man against the truth of the Most High, Yah will not be destabilized, nor will he be deterred in any way to deny anything that of old he has spoken. He is Rishon Acharon. He is the first and the last. He is the beginning and the end. What he has declared from the beginning shall surely be. He is the one, he is the only judge. None of the tamperings of men shall ever change that. None of the efforts of men to hide the truth shall disavow anything the Most High has spoken. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, without question, we were forewarned. I repeat, we were forewarned. Messiah said it plainly for those who are willing to understand it. In Matthew 5, I say really read Matthew 5, 14 to 24. So many places crossing in my mind. He said, in effect, your righteousness, your sense of righteousness, your discretion, your obedience, your understanding, even your testimony concerning what the Most High has spoken in the law by his prophets, in the law and the prophets, must exceed that of whoever it is. I said whoever it is. Will deny you that righteous knowledge. Will deny you the knowledge of the righteousness of Yah. Your sense of righteousness must exceed them all. Else, without question, in bondage, you shall in no case be found stable, nor confirmed, nor worthy to be sealed, that you might enter the kingdom of Yah, that you might indeed, my brothers and sisters, be found worthy to be preserved in the day of judgment. For whoever, my brothers and sisters, is found unstable, as were Adam and Eve, because they could be so easily tricked against the word of the Most High, I've said, whoever it is, that does not discern or gather spiritual strength enough that they can no longer be wearied, no longer weakened after the various misconceits of the ruling power of the nations. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you this. The scriptures tell us well that we must, my brothers and sisters, exceed all those false prophets, false rulers, who would subdivide this world under the sin of those, my brothers and sisters, who would compel humanity not to believe. Hear me. It's time we discern the truth. All the prophets said it. Yes, indeed, all the prophets said it. The kingdoms of the earth, my brothers and sisters, must fall. Daniel 2:44 said it. He said, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High, in the days of all these variant kings, that the Most High will establish a kingdom that will break into pieces all other kingdoms, dissolve all other kingdoms, and he shall establish a kingdom that shall endure forever. My brothers and sisters, we must understand that the variant nations, denominations, politicizations, international alliances even, among the nations, cultures and social misorders that deny any part of the law of the prophets, that were not founded upon what the Most High declared from the beginning. Every single one of them, my brothers and sisters, is sin, an obstacle against men discerning the greater dimensions of truth. For every lie, every deceitful, every deceiving standard that acts against men perceiving is an obstacle, my brothers and sisters, against discerning the greater dimensions of truth that must be attained. That men agree, that you hear me, my brothers and sisters, as one in the name of the Most High and true power and authority. The principles that the Most High gave to his Messiah. He said, all power, jurisdiction, authority, all the precepts of the kingdom above, even unto the kingdom, my brothers and sisters, must be established upon this earth. We said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thine is the power and dominion. Glory forever. My brothers and sisters, you said all those precepts have been given unto him. And those who would believe in him, after all that he sends forth, his own, with the power of his Spirit, that teaches all things, no lie in it, might be converted, baptized. How about brothers and sisters, make public declaration of a need to transcend the unrighteousness of men, because that's what baptism was and is for those who understand it. You said, my brothers and sisters, this word must go forth unto all the nations, the exceeding in righteousness of Yah, as a blessing, as the gospel of grace, must go forth to all the nations, that they must discern what? The very law, the expectation of the Most High himself. I think it's sad, my brothers and sisters, it's an absolute shame that men have called themselves under grace, favor even, that they have lacked so much knowledge. The men have called themselves under grace, so easily bewitched by those who turn so many aside from so much that is contained in the law and the prophets. Messiah said, watch out for false prophets, false, fleshly, foolish, flawed testimonies. Watch out for false prophets, false testimonies, false teachers who cry out, Lord, Lord, but not to perform or teach fully what is the will of the Father. By what spirit do such as these function? How shall you know, my brothers and sisters, whether or not you have been taught all you should have been taught? lest you seek it by the power of Yah himself. 45,000 denominations. Everybody claims they're teaching everything that you need to know. Messiah said, if you allow yourself to be tricked, confident in vain, trusting in idle misconceits of man, that you would deny recognizing what is to be reverenced as contained in the law of the prophets. He said, you shall in no case attain to the kingdom, the conscience found worthy and acceptable, my brothers and sisters, before Yah, nor before he himself as the righteous judge who shall judge every man according to all that the Most High from the beginning has spoken by the mouth of his prophets since the world began. Look at Acts 3:18-23. It says, for this purpose Messiah comes to reveal righteousness, to reveal again his righteousness. Read it also in Isaiah 56. Read it also, my brothers and sisters, in Revelation 15, talking about those who have become the marks of the beast, the standards of the unreasoning nations. He says, there's no peace to the lawless, no salvation, no rest. My brothers and sisters, to those who function after lawlessness, that's what that word wicked means. He says, he exposes all the wicked. He exposes all those who have caused men to call evil good and good evil. He will wreak vengeance upon those who have deceived his people to trust in unrighteousness. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Many have had the written word. Did you hear me? Many have had the written word, but have not sought it by faith, but trusting in the multitude of partial and polluted standards of the many false rulers. Men have not discerned what it truly means when the scripture says that Yah is one. We must all seek him with all our minds, heart, soul, and might. Love him then with all our hearts. To seek all that is his truth, that we might be a mutual beneficence to one another, to preserve the knowledge of his conscience in the earth. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. But whose commandments, my brothers and sisters, have men kept when they have constantly denied, wittingly or not, so much of what's contained in the law of the prophets? And I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's no question about it. Many call the 66 books at the behest of a false institution. But many have called the 66 books, my brothers and sisters, is not everything they should have taught you. But the scripture says the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. Therefore, man has no excuse. He said, watch out, lest any man beguile you. In Colossians, said, after the principles of the world and not after the Most High. By no means can the carnal mind judge a spiritual thing, my brothers and sisters. He said, beware, lest any man, after altered conscience, beguile you, deceive you. But many will say that they're functioning after the Spirit of the Most High that teaches all things, claiming to teach all things, claiming that what they taught you was sufficient. The scripture says they shall deceive or cause many not to perceive so much. Blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, that will discern the need to see beyond all this. Malachi even went as far as to say, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? That men have blasphemed and dishonored the Most High so very much, disrespected the reverence that is due to his word. When they've told men that everyone who walks after his own evil way, depraved, degenerate, degraded, deviant way, saying that they are all somehow still yet good in the sight of the Most High, that he delights in such. Wow. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you now, nobody can elect, no nation can elect, no people can elect a Savior under whom the Most High delights. Isaiah even goes as far as to tell us in the 50, how about the 41st chapter? That's one good place. There's something else I want to tell you about the 57th, 48th. Again, Isaiah 41 tells us the Most High must surely send Messiah to expose all the abominable ones who believe that if enough men believe a lie, it should be counted as true. Isaiah 57, Isaiah 49. Isaiah 48 says, the men have sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness in these latter days. Most High knows surely that men would lie. By this he is not pleased, but he would offer men an opportunity to be refined. Short moment, after which to gain, discern again the knowledge of the truth. But again he says, there's no peace. Those who walk after less than the fullness of the law, the Most High himself decreed. Isaiah 57 says the same. The men have mocked the Most High himself, walking after their rulers. But he said, all those who comfort you after such vanities will be swept away like the idolatry that they are, the presumptuousness and the irreverence, counterfeitery that they are, and compromising hypocrisy that they are. Yes, my brothers and sisters. He said they'll all be swept away. Like wind and vanity, the spirit of vanity that they are. But those who put their trust in him, he said, will possess his holy mountain. Then again, it goes on to say, my brothers and sisters, there's no peace. Trusting him under the lawless. Who then of the lawless to whom these scriptures speak? If it's not all the rulers, my brothers and sisters, who've caused men to trust in unrighteousness and not the righteousness, not the full teachings of righteousness, as declared by Yah himself. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Malachi talks about how men, my brothers and sisters, have been bewitched by leaders who have called good evil and evil good, saying that everyone who walks in his own evil way is good in the sight of the Most High as if he delights in such. He said he would send a messenger of the covenant who would expose all these wicked priests, pastors, and kings who have wearied the conscience of his people. Read Isaiah 41, where it speaks about the Lord whom you seek, he for whom you should be waiting. They who wait for him should renew their strength to discern beyond all the wicked wiles of the devil, beyond all those, my brothers and sisters, that have been devilish instruments, the kings and rulers of the earth, princes, pastors, priests, rabbis, and elders, who have not stood up for the fullness of what the Most High intends. The Messiah comes, surely, to restore righteousness as of old, as in former days, saying he'd be a swift witness against those who turned aside, those who would turn to him, who turn men aside from his ordinances, that they have not kept them. He will wreak vengeance against them all, and in this, my brothers and sisters, shall finally men discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. In the day of the rising of the one called the righteous one, likened to the rising sun. And then shall his people be set free from the strong delusion, cause them to believe a lie, call evil good and good evil. That they shall finally be break free like the calves of the stall. For God, Yah, the Savior. It is as it's written, it says, Yah the Savior is coming to save you. Even Yah the Avenger is him to save you. Then shall the eyes be opened and the ears be unstopped. My brothers and sisters, when men shall finally hear to discern the exceeding righteousness of Yah, exceeding light and variant wisdom of the Most High, then shall men be set free from those, my brothers and sisters, who have hid the truth from you, for you are in bondage to whoever it is, my brothers and sisters, whose unrighteousness has blinded you not to see the greater wisdom of Yah. You are servant of Him whose law you obey, and there's only one law that is lawful. It is the law of the Most High. Only one law that is fair, the Creator. It is the law of the Most High. I would have you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. I would have you to discern. Because there's a need to ask the question. Who is it that truly knows what good is? Did you hear me? Who is it that truly knows what good is? I tell you now, you have 45,000 denominations and some 280 nations, all saying something different. And there's self-righteous confusion. Claim to know righteousness, but my brothers and sisters exalting a piece of paper they got from institutions that tell them that say they have a license to preside over any denomination. My brothers and sisters, there's one who knows what good is. Fact, my brothers and sisters, what men today call churches are not churches by ancient definition at all. The church, my brothers and sisters, was an institution. The men came to discern the light of the Most High, the mysteries of the Most High that the world can never teach. Well, my brothers and sisters, you have institutions out now where men are more concerned about pulpits and thrones, and they're concerned about the reconciliation of the people, more than they're concerned about the redemption of mankind. My brothers and sisters, these are the agents of darkness, not light. It's time for that illusion be exposed. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's time we understand what Messiah really meant when he said, when the Son of Man returns. How about when he returns to restore the ancient conscience of the early church? Will he find faith in the earth? Will he find the same expectation? Will he find men hopeful unto the same promise? True to the same sense of righteousness? Or will he find, my brothers and sisters, men petitioning wicked judges according to what seems wise at the status quo of men? There's a need to understand, my brothers and sisters, truly what was meant by all scripture. For to know what is said, not know why it is said, is to miss, I repeat, to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. And to miss the point, my brothers and sisters, is to lie, to sin, to err, to bring about the damnation of many souls. The scripture tells us that those who believe lies should be damned. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The truth is the life. Messiah said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by Him. Man must believe and come to believe the truth. And I don't mean any word tainted after the misconceits of any man. Like I said, the true church was where men came. And it's beyond the building, my brothers and sisters, is seeking the Most High Himself. After His call, to be bid by Him and to hearken to Him. It's only those, my brothers and sisters, who will. Beyond all the misinstitutions of man, my brothers and sisters should know the deliverance. Even deliverance, my brothers and sisters, unto the city of peace, Jerusalem, the Most High, has planned. What is the city of peace, my brothers and sisters? And I want you to understand, no one will be counted viable under the kingdom of Yah, the city of peace, but those who, my brothers and sisters, prove that they can be stable. Did you hear me? Who prove that they can be stable according to what the Most High Himself has decreed. It's viable unto a holy kingdom. No one else, brothers and sisters. Most High has promised peace. It means He has promised that men shall learn what is wise that they might agree. Who's willing to understand it? my brothers and my sisters. On last evening, we did a show related to the concept that when the Son of Man returns, would he find faith in the earth? I asked the question, my brothers and sisters, and if you read the scriptures, you'll find the answer. Scripture said when Messiah appears, Most High looked and he saw none righteous, no, not one, none who discerns how much they needed to seek Yah. Therefore, they are devoured, humanity devoured by hypocrites and evildoers, no longer discerning the evil ones. For this reason, Messiah must come to open the eyes, declare again righteousness that the people might, beyond all the wickedness and the barriers of those who declare false righteousness, might be free and made one. Read Psalm 14 and Psalm 53. Isaiah 59 talks about how men have walked after wicked paths. The way of peace they know not, salvation far from us. Isaiah 28 talks about how Messiah will declare testimony, not upon line, precept upon precept, men not having the knowledge of those precepts, not prepared to hear his word. Isaiah 51 through 5 says that Messiah in his appearing will say, why when I came was there no man? When I spoke was there none to answer? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Zephaniah 2:15, 3 and 6 talks about Messiah's appearance in the last days of the city. But those, my brothers and sisters, who never heard the precepts, the true precepts of his testimony, he said they would not hear his reproof. And know no shame, will not discern their shame. Didn't 2 Thessalonians warn us against wicked men presiding in the temple, in the churches? That they prefer unrighteousness, falling victim to a strong delusion that they should believe a lie? Strong delusion, my brothers and sisters, said wicked men right there in the temples, pretending to be godly men, causing men to call evil good and good evil, it says in 5:26 Isaiah. Causing men to call evil good and good evil, prudent in their own sight, prideful in their own unrighteousness, unwilling to hear the reproof of the Most High, despising the commands of the Holy One of Israel and the law of the Most High of hosts. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who take bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Satan's ministers, the scripture says, come as angels of light. But my brothers and sisters, you're inclined to call darkness light till you've seen the greater light. It says to us a child is born unto us a son is given. Those who dwell in darkness will see a great light. How about a greater light? And my brothers and sisters, this is a prophecy concerning the latter day. Scripture says Messiah will come saying in Isaiah 8, you need to read 8 and 9 through 9 and 8. He will come saying to the people, bind all the testimonies, seal all the law, put it all together. And I and those whom the Most High has given me are for a sign and a wonder to the house of Israel. And yes, my brothers and sisters, his word indeed is like a sharp two-edged sword. And all who will not seek, my brothers and sisters, the fullness of his word shall indeed stumble. The scriptures tell us that he will declare in his reckoning of all the word of the Most High according to the fullness of the Most High. He says, whoever will not reckon, discern this word according to the fullness that the Most High himself decrees in his totality, he will say concerning them that there is no light in them. What does Jacob 1:17 say? Jacob 1:17 tells us that the light of the Most High, every good and perfect gift comes from the Most High, is an invariant light, no variableness, no shadow of change, meaning that in the true light there is no divisions. The divisions we see amongst us are sin. The divisions we see amongst us, my brothers and sisters, have been curses against the name of the Most High. He said, all those who turn men aside from his commandments, he said, my brothers and sisters, he said, have robbed him, denigrated his name. Yes, my brothers and sisters, found then therefore unworthy, because his children. Scripture says that those who would do this, he would be a swift witness against them. He said they've robbed him. Yes, my brothers and sisters, robbed even whole nations. Cursed with a curse, for they have cursed men. And cursed men to curse against the name of the Most High. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters. One scripture said he called his name the Word of Yah. He had a name written which no man knew but he himself. It means that there are principles contained in the Holy Word. Messiah comes to reveal again to mankind. He comes to strengthen, my brothers and sisters, those who have been weakened in their perception by those who have comforted them and fatally flattered them in their vanities and their idolatries after the conceits of their own minds. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, what these scriptures are really, really saying. Because without question, my brothers and sisters, the multitude of diverse rulers have said that Yah is, but have exalted themselves according to their own righteousness, are Babylon. The multitude of misrepresentations that claim to be fruitive and complete. My brothers and sisters are like those bad trees. The scripture spoke about in Matthew 7. Bad trees, my brothers and sisters, who drop the fruit before it is mature, and still say that it is what? Acceptable to the planter? My brothers and sisters, it's time to wake up and understand the reality of the truth. There has been a strong delusion, my brothers and sisters, that's caused many to believe. I want you to understand the nature of a liar. He will never tell you the whole truth. Strong delusion, my brothers and sisters, caused many to believe those who will never tell you all that you need to know, that you don't draw hasty conclusions. That have caused men to be prideful after their own righteousness, so that when the greater righteousness of Yah is revealed, their first impression is to despise it and not to believe. Men have said they believed in the name of the Most High. Well, that's a shocker. I'm going to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Men have not known the true name of the Most High for a very long time. In fact, what they have as tetragrammatons are exactly that, tetragrammatons. Four-letter extractions, not all the letters that are in it. So all they've gotten from it, using just the letters they have, cannot possibly be the fullness of that name. There's more you need to understand about that, my brothers and sisters, because the scriptures do tell us in the last days, he'll call his people by a name that he shall name. A new name written, a holy name written. And our brothers and sisters declares the restoration of a covenant. Because the Most High seals and confirms with his name all his word. He did not say, my brothers and sisters, he would confirm another covenant after the tampering of men. He talked about how his people would be confirmed, sealed. The name of the Father upon their brows. What it means, my brothers and sisters, they have a word in their minds and hearts. The Most High himself has put that. He has restored a covenant among them. And that he said he will write, describe, teach, elucidate, explain upon his law, magnify unto a state that is honorable before men, honorable for the sake of men, before Yah then. It means that men will finally, my brothers and sisters, discern what is honorable before Yah. He has promised a people that will again honor him. And only the men, the many, a remnant who will honor the fullness of his will, shall be called his people. I didn't say, my brothers and sisters, divided after the course and designs of others. When he said he'd bring, we'll bring in Jeremiah 30 through 31, we say he's going to regather his people from the midst of all the nations. He said then will be the restoration of a covenant. And whenever he brought his people back, after being in bondage, scattered among many nations, divided under a curse, the divisions, the varying unrighteousness of men, when he brought them back, like in the case of Moshe, like in the case of Nehemiah. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, whenever he did this, he was restoring a covenant, and that why would he bring the people back to the land for them to continue to be disobedient? He sent his people prophets to restore them to the knowledge of a covenant that they had fallen away from. It says, in the last days he will do the same. He, not leaving you subject to those who will not teach you all things, he will write his laws upon the minds and hearts of his people. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, the hearts of those who believe and trust him, knowing there's a greater righteousness to be attained. That they no longer be subject to others, but his people. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, by the grace of Yah that he reveals his law. I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters, that most have not discerned. Look it up sometimes and discern who the heathen call grace. A pagan deity. They call it three graces, three diverse forms of what they call a refinement or refinements. And called it favor that men were subject to this contentious idolatry. And men have dared to believe they were not under divine law because they remained under this Diana, this Artemis, this Ashtaroth. Not discerning, my brothers and sisters, what these terms sounded like to the heathen. You might be shocked to know, my brothers and sisters. If you look it up, you might be fine. You might be shocked. You look to type in H-E-S-U-S sometimes and Google it. You will find that hundreds of years before the birth of Messiah, 2,000 years ago, they worshipped a pagan god, a pagan sun god. Called Jesus. Jesus. You will find that hundreds of years before the birth of Messiah, pagans worshipped a confused sense of an anointed. Did you hear me? I said the pagans, after one who supposedly they said their rulers functioned after. I want you to understand. Let's see if I can explain this to you. The book of Daniel, 11th chapter, talks about one who exalted himself against all that is called God or that is to be reverenced. Who would exalt himself as a broker for all the pagan gods of Rome, saying that he was favored of them all. Having no real genuine concern for the sanctity of the holy name of the Holy One of Israel, just wanted the Holy One of Israel to be discerned as another part of the pantheon that he was a broker for, seeing that he was favored by them all. He even went as far as to say, this Constantine, that whatever God be God, he expects that he will receive from them favor because he has granted them worship in his kingdom, exalting himself above all that is called godly, that is be reverenced both by both the heathen and, yes, my brothers and sisters, by those who trust the Holy One of Israel. Called himself like a power broker, my brothers and sisters. Therefore, a type of anointed after the spirit of all the pagan gods. Did you know, my brothers and sisters, they called such a one a kind of Christ or Christos? And they had the title for a pagan sun god, my brothers and sisters, they called Christos. They had the title for one they called, a sun, they called a sun god hundreds of years before the Messiah. Look up, type in, like I said, H-E-S-U-S. Haven't you heard, my brothers and sisters, those who speak Latin to this very day, or speak Latinized languages to this very day, have called the Messiah Jesus Christos. What do you think that meant, pagans, my brothers and sisters of old, Latinized thinkers of old? The polytheist thinkers of old, according to what they were already familiar with. What does scripture in Isaiah 30th chapter talk about, my brothers and sisters? What does it talk about? I'm talking about those who hearken to other counsel, who will not take the counsel of the Most High, that they might sit still, never converted, despising the command of the Holy One of Israel, saying, cause his prophets to speak lies, refusing to hear the counsel, the command, the instructions, the Most High. He calls them false sons in Isaiah 30. He says, my brothers and sisters, those who despise his word and trust in contradiction, contention, oppression, lies, the amalgam of misconceits, confusion. He said the breaking of these shall be as the breaking of a potter's vessel that is broken without pity. Because those who would not believe the truth can only be obstacles to those who would. Most High, when he intends to strengthen his people, indeed, my brother and sister, he has promised he will remove all the idols, all the liars out of the midst of the lands. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, willing to discern the reality of what the prophecies have actually said? Who will discern, my brothers and sisters, that since the Most High said the beginning is one, and all things that survive must be made one with him? Who will discern, my brothers and sisters? Who will discern? That we must seek the fullness of his will, because purity and completion offers only one choice. On last evening, I spoke about how the prophecy spoken, Luke 17:20-26, all through there to 18 and 8. And the scriptures tell us that we understand the scriptures right, understanding the original language. Messiah said, when they asked him a question, when will the kingdom of Yah come? The question really could have been, when will the prince of the Messiah come? And what he was really saying then, my brothers and sisters, that the Messiah, the Son of Man, the righteous judge, if you will, does not come by ordinary observation. Not according to my brothers and sisters' ordinary conscience. Ordinary conscience will not discern him. Isaiah 28 says his words will be line upon line, precept upon precept. I said Isaiah 28 said his word will be line upon line, precept upon precepts. And many, when he gave them a word, there would be peace, rest, the raising of conscience. He said they would not listen. Because the leaders, my brothers and sisters, have left the people without the precepts, without the foundations after which they could write a discerning word. We were warned against this in 2 Kephas, 2 Peter, when he said what? He said, those who are wicked, ignorant, and unstable pervert the meaning of the scriptures, Paul's words and the other scriptures, as they fall after the error. The original wording there would be the lawless. Falling from their steadfastness, confirm, ability to be confirmed, my brothers and sisters, nothing confirmed that is partial. You don't stamp with a seal of approval what does not come up to par, what falls short of the mark. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand Most High sinners gave his very life petitioning for the righteousness of Yah. He said he made no petition for the worldly or worldliness or any unrighteous standard, but for those who would accept, how about this, my brothers and sisters, all his word. Because they oppose anything less than a multitude of divisions against divine vision. And Messiah, is it not written concerning his words that he comes to open the eyes of the blind, to release the captives? The brothers and sisters, the captives of all those who believe that they have seen enough and they have not yet seen the appearing of the Messiah himself. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. We were forewarned, 1 Corinthians, whoever defiled the temple, how about disrespect in any way? Type fullness of word, the righteous that must be taught among the churches, say Yah will destroy. Say, therefore, if any man consider himself wise after this diversitudes and contradictions of this world, thinking that that's what, the finished work of the Holy Spirit? As if it were wise, as if it were wisdom? Well, I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says, whoever considers this folly to be wise, let him consider himself a fool, that he may become wise. The Apostle Shaul even went as far as to say, he did not judge, does not judge himself. He said, he judges the Most High. And he went on to say, therefore, let no man consider himself so wise before the time. Until Messiah himself comes to what? He says, until Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things the men have not considered, to expose those who have hidden the truth from you. He said, and then shall every man know how to praise. The word for praise means honor. Yeah. What are the scriptures talking about then, truthfully? We talked about this on last evening, and I got a lot to talk about. I'm sitting up here looking, I have pages after pages of notes, and suppose there's 35, 37 minutes of this show left. Heaven help us. I'd like to cover as much as I can in the time allotted. Messiah talked about in Luke 17, what he's really saying is that it's not after the ordinary conscience of men that men will discern the Messiah. In fact, the prince, when they said the kingdom of Yah is within you, that really meant the king is among you. That's what he was telling those Pharisees at the time. And say they didn't see him. Just like the days of Lot and Noah. He said in the latter days, it'd be just like the days of Lot and Noah. So shall it be in the days of the Son of Man when he appears. Noah warning a world, Lot warning a city. The men not listening, he said, where should this be? He said, because they didn't listen. He said, wherever the carcass is, there will the vultures gather. Read Isaiah 34 and understand. It means, my brothers and sisters, that men have not been prepared after the varied ideals of the rulers to discern the strength, the strong word that Messiah himself will preach. He says, in the last days, all eyes shall see his glory, and they shall discern them him whom they have rejected. That's what the words really mean. He said, in that day, the earth shall mourn. In that day, my brothers and sisters, when he exposed all the unrighteous, the men have called righteous. In that day then, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, according to Isaiah 25, when he performs all that he said he would, destroying the city that would not listen, that it's in a conglomerate of all the variant confusions of the world, whereby he shall rebuke a whole world from that city in his destruction. Or they didn't tell you about Zephaniah 2:15 through 3 and 6, did they? Isaiah 19:18 through 25. Or Numbers 24:14 through 17 through 19. Or Isaiah 66, 1 through 6 through 9. Some of you who might want to listen to this show in the archives, I will tell you now, the show has now been on for roughly some 55 minutes. Look about the 55-minute mark then of this show. And you'll hear those scriptures again. Perhaps somebody might want to type them into the chat. Isaiah 66, 1 through 6 through 15, talks about that city that should be reproved, that for those who are wise should be a signal, one to the regathering of a nation. Isaiah 19, 18 through 25, talks about a city of destruction to which the Savior comes. The men shall discern again how to vow righteous unto the Most High. Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 through 10 talks about Messiah again, having reproved the city that the scripture says, I want you to understand this, you need to read it from the context of Isaiah 24, 10 through 16 as well. Scripture says, he will wipe away tears off all eyes. He will cast aside the veil that's over all the nations. Men will say, this is the righteous one for whom they are waited. Do what? To expose all unrighteousness, that men might know the righteousness of Yah, that they might be restored as a, that Israel might be restored as a strong people. The men one day who are humble enough shall understand what it means to say, this is the righteous one for whom they have waited. Other lords have had dominion over them. But now, according to the ways of Yah, so they all at last make mention, truthfully, unto his name. Who is the one for whom they should be waiting? All should be waiting. But him who exposes all unrighteousness, that men might walk in righteousness. So Luke 18 talked last night about the scripture that says, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith in it? Will he find men, my brothers and sisters, truly considered a divine righteousness? Or will he find men petitioning after the unrighteousness of wicked judges, that if the righteous judge were to come, would they seek his reproof? You say, when the Son of Man returns, would he find men considerate? Would he find men having the same expectation as those of the early church? And I can only say, my brothers and sisters, if not, then men are fallen from the faith. And isn't that exactly what 2 Thessalonians 2nd chapter actually said? Hear me. Scripture says in Daniel 2:44, I'll say it again. He says, in the days of these kings who have divided mankind, think about it. He must establish a kingdom that will dissolve, break in pieces all other kingdoms. And that kingdom, that truth, shall endure forever. What does it say in Isaiah 59:19-21? It says, Most High will come as a savior for those who return from transgression. How about every fallen standard? All might revere him from the west to the rising sun. Scripture says, his covenant, that day, his covenant shall not depart from the mouths of his people, rather than from the mouth of their descendants from henceforth even forever. Romans 11:25-27 reiterates then that is latter-day prophecy. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that so many have been beguiled, seeing all these divisions, contentious in their self-righteousness? How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men have not discerned that before the Most High, this was never a covenant? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says, once Rome had murdered those whom they, or the multitude they did in those first centuries in a great tribulation that immediately followed the fall of Jerusalem. Scripture said there'd be a rise of false prophets. Rome didn't stop murdering until they silenced every voice that knew the truth. That men not consider it, my brothers and sisters, is wise. Did you hear me? That men not consider it wise. Oh, heaven help us to speak up even if they discern the truth. But it says Messiah and his coming will not be, I hope you hear me, Messiah and his coming will not be discouraged. No one should turn him aside from speaking what must be spoken. So he said, justice in the earth and the isles shall wait for his law. I see Guest 7499 has left me a message. Perhaps need to clarify a little bit more. What you have there, Wikipedia, yes, that may well be. Perhaps you could type it into the, or somebody could type it in. You look at the Wikipedia and could type that URL in. That you talked about that name, Jesus. Oh, you need to understand the trick they played upon you, because there's so many things to talk about here. The trick they played upon him was letters like G-H-I-J. Woo, G, silent letter. H, turn it on the side, or take I and turn it on the side and see if you don't get an H. Look at that letter J, my brothers and sisters, that in Latin tongues. Did you hear me? In Latin tongues. Thank you. Look at that letter that in Latin tongues, my brothers and sisters, that they have a J there and they use it as an H. Turn it on the side, my brothers and sisters, and start looking at what the small letters and start seeing what's going on. They put a circle on a J and they call it a G. And the G is sometimes a J sound, sometimes a G sound, sometimes silent. Think about it. The J, put a little slash on it. Turn it a little bit to the side, you get a Y. They left them right there in the letters of the alphabet for you to figure it out if you just stop and look at it close to that. I, elongated, you get a J. G-H-I. Hey, take that H and flip it around a little bit. Turn the left to right and then flip it upside down and see what you get. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, the scripture said they put upon men a strong delusion they should believe the lie. There's a lot of ways they sought to preserve pagan titles. Somebody might want to look up, and maybe you can. Hey, look up that title, Christos, and find out where it came from. And find out if the heathens were using this title for their anointed ones and for their pagan god, sun god. Hundreds of years before the birth of Messiah. So they called him Jesus Christos. And later started using the, like I say, want to call them the anointed of Isis and Zeus. Folks caught on to that. Yeah, they had to try to do something about it. But my brothers and sisters, so they stuck a J there in front. Wow. It's time we see through these illusions. Scripture promised that the day will come when we must. Like I said, I asked the question, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith in the earth? Will men discern at a high enough level of righteousness, high enough level of conscience, my brothers and sisters, to esteem what is precious? Isaiah 53 said he would come and men would have, he would, according to men, he would have no comeliness, no beauty after which men should esteem him. If men discern truly what is the righteousness of Yah, that with which the Most High is pleased, my brothers and sisters, would they not rejoice at first in the time of his coming? Why would there have to be a destruction of a great city before men catch on to the truth? Most High knew already the hardness of men's hearts. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? He already knew the hardness of men's hearts. Pridefulness of men's hearts, and what do we have to do to break that pride? Prove foolish the wisdom that men call wise. He knew in advance what he'd have to do. Well, I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters. Again, we talked on last night a little bit about Luke chapters 17 through 18, particularly around 17:20 to about 18:8. He said, if a wicked judge of you being evil, compared to Matthew 7, in other words, less than righteous, knew how to give good things, wouldn't the Most High know how to give even greater good to those who cry out to him day and night? How about seeking his righteousness? Isaiah 26 talks about how those who would be called righteous and would be confirmed are those who have cried out to him day and night, asking him to order all their ways. But my brothers and sisters, many of they have been mistaught, far from discerning who Messiah said he is when he said in Revelation 22:16, it's a mandate to all the churches ultimately that he is the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star. Most who not discern what that means according to all the prophecies will always be in bondage, not to discern Messiah as he is. When he said in Revelation 22:16, he said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. He's talking about the one who rebukes all unrighteousness, all the wicked, all the lawless, all institutions that won't speak the whole truth. Read Isaiah 11. Read 2 Thessalonians that relate that as latter-day prophecy. Discern who the one who says comes a second time to deliver his people out of Babylon. He said, out of the tribe of Judah, this is not Levi, it's not Moses. You need to understand who did it before. The one before whom, my brothers and sisters, that the borders of misconceit, the mindscapes of the rulers, must be exposed and men prepare for the greater king. Revelation 16:12-21 calls the one called the King of the East. You need to understand who had that title. The Messiah says, in his appearance, he comes. Because he is that one called the righteous one, likened to the rising sun, that casts out all the darkness, that reveals the light the world would obscure, that shows that so much of men call the light was just another echo of the darkness, and that so much truth they would not speak. Read Isaiah 40:27-41 speaks about who Most High said, Most High, morning by morning has caused my ears to hear the teaching that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. And I'm not turned back the rebellious way. That because he has discerned beyond the instability of the rulers, and his rebuke, he dries up the borders of conscience after which men have been enslaved. Read Isaiah 50:1-5. Compared to 40:27-41:4, said the people will finally be ruled in righteousness when they discern beyond the schemes of those who have blinded them to the greater righteousness of Yah. Yes, the kings, your rulers, your priests. But they all, my brothers and sisters, have been obstacles. Like I say, in defense of their own pulpits and thrones, forgetting the Shema, forgetting the covenant to seek all truth, that we might be a blessing to one another. Our brothers and sisters, the Most High will not be pleased with any of them. I repeat, he is not, will not be pleased with anyone but those who, upon hearing the word of Messiah himself, are willing to hear. He said, those who believe in him, he gave them power. How about beyond all the wickedness of the rulers? Become the sons of Yah. Be converted. My brothers and sisters, become his disciples. Most High told me if anybody can believe, the multitude of contradictory rulerships we see in this world and contradictions we see in this world are the work of his spirit. You can't be a disciple unto him. And my brothers and sisters, those who can believe such so many contradictions can never please him, because after a multitude of contradictions, debates, and doubts, they were never true to faith. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's time to discern the truth. How many of you, my brothers and sisters, are among the elect ones? Most High calls to understanding that will accept understanding. Because I tell you now, according to Isaiah 41, no nation, I repeat, no people can elect a Savior with whom the Most High is pleased. He talked about how the nations and rulers of the world will not speak the precious truth concerning that one who comes suddenly like the rising sun. I know they put down the word north there, but the word Sophon not only means north, but the one who comes suddenly and unexpectedly, the people were not prepared for, like unto the rising sun. They didn't have clocks back then in the middle of the night. Comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast out the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure. He said, because of him, my brothers and sisters, the princes of the earth who have hidden the light, the sons of darkness who have hidden the light should be broken like the... He said they'd be trodden down like the breaking of a potter's vessel. Trodden down like a potter treads clay. Hear my brothers and sisters, a potter before he creates a vessel pleasing unto himself assures that the clay is consistent in its making. No hard, tough pieces in it, that's when the pot is made, it's an unstable, uncertain pot. You must understand, my brothers and sisters. If he said that those who are less than righteous know how to do what is good, but their children shall not the Father know how to do what is better. So he said, watch out for false prophets. Don't tell you all that with which the Most High is pleased. Many will think that they've called upon his name, true to all that is his righteousness. Messiah said, keep away from me. We'll say to them, keep away from me, you whose works were unfair, injustice, iniquity. Having the words but not understanding them, my brothers and sisters, is not a wise thing. Read Matthew 7:13 through 28 and understand, because it says the fall of a house built upon such unsturdy foundation, that fall should be a great one. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Same echo is related in Luke. In Luke 18, he talks about if one cries out for righteousness or justice, according to the justice, if you will, that would be defended by a wicked judge. Shall not the Most High, my brothers and sisters, avenge those who cry out to him for his justice day and night? But he said, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith beyond the status quo then in the earth? If you go on, we talked about it last night. We talked about those, he said this, for those who already deem themselves righteous. And it goes on, my brothers and sisters, it's all about value systems. What manner of word, my brothers and sisters, do you call precious? The grace of Yah, the favor of Yah. He said he disciplines, reproves all whom he loves, he favors. The grace of Yah is that he grants his discipline. Foreknowledge, my brothers and sisters, of what is to come, how to prepare, that you might not be caught unprepared, ashamed. But he said in Revelation 16:12-21, he said, blessed are they who keep his garments, keep their garments, that they may not walk naked and men see their shame. Blessed are they who hold on to the garments of righteousness once they have attained them. lest they be found without the hope of atonement. Read Hebrews 10:26-31. And men see them humiliated and ashamed for their lawlessness. Read Malachi 2nd chapter and understand what it says concerning the priests and your rulers, who have in so many ways been unjust. Oh, I know I'm integrating a lot of scriptures, my brothers and sisters, but I'm telling you, that's what the Holy Spirit does. Brings all things to remembrance. Shows how all the things the Most High has said collectively work together. For to know what is said and not know why it is said, and not to realize that all things the Most High says reinforces all else he has said. And not to be considerate of that fact, my brothers and sisters, that's not wisdom at all. Hear me. And discern, brothers and sisters, what for a long time has been hid from you. Scriptures tell us in advance the leaders will not speak this truth. How could the leaders who defend the various nations of the earth preach the gospel? Gospel, my brothers and sisters, the word, the command, the instruction of the kingdom of Yah that will break in pieces all these kingdoms, exposing them all in their unrighteousness. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us that it is the king himself who will preach these things in their surety again. I would have you to consider, my brothers and sisters, that what it really means in Isaiah 35:3-5, it says, God the Avenger, Yah the Savior, if you will, or the one that's called Savior, is coming to save you. When your eyes are open, the ears unstopped, then shall you discern the invisible cage that you've been blinded by. The matrix, my brothers and sisters, the mysteries of iniquity, the obstacles that have shut the minds and the eyes, not to see the greater righteousness of Yah, I mean being flattered to think they already knew as much as they should know, not discerning, my brothers and sisters, and in thinking so, they have not truly known Yah. What's the scripture say? 1 Corinthians 8. If any man knows anything, he knows it not as he ought to know it. But if he knows Yah, this truth is already known by him. We talked a little earlier about Revelation 22. So I said, all the churches should know he is the one called the Word Offspring of David, the bright morning star. And if they understood this, they would know that anyone who would add or take away from the testimony, they would know that anyone who would add or take away from the testimony, my brothers and sisters, is not welcome. They would know they must seek to keep, guard, defend, preserve his commandments. That they would have the right into the tree of life. Most High will confirm no others. But I'm going to tell you, my brothers and sisters, scriptures say those who desire true righteousness, even though they know they'd be reproved in his coming, they say, even so, come. Many might not even know this term, Kurdi, Yeshua. Yeah, they decided they'd take that title from you because they didn't want you calling out the title by which Messiah was called. Commonly in that day, concerning the one who would come like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness and expose all unrighteousness. They would declare that there's only one holy one from the rising sun to the west, to the rising sun, to expose the unrighteousness of all the false gods of all the nations. Rome could not consider themselves or be considered wise among men that they might have dominion over men, lest they could deceive them to forget this premise. Don't know what I'm talking about? There's a need to examine on my website an article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, Forgotten Mutual Expectation. The URL to it is on my website there, www.hiddengospel.com/early-church-origin. Another article there called Hidden Gospel at HiddenGospel.com called The Secret City Prophecies, I Promise You Need It All. A great tribulation against those who have the truth, my brothers and sisters, has occurred long ago. falling away from the faith, the men not recognizing anymore their iniquities after a system that was already active in the earth to blind men not to discern that their multitude of varying perspectives was sin. Examine 2 Thessalonians closely and understand. It might help to look at the article on my website called Tribulation 70 to 365 AD to understand. Who concerned my brothers and sisters themselves to realize the need to discern all these things in this time, as a mass misrepresentation among the nations might be exposed as the confusion, the battling, the obstacle against faith that it all has been. Like I said, when the Son of Man returns, when the conscience of the early church is revived, will man be found to have had the same desire, the same allegiance, the same hope, the same expectation? If not, my brothers and sisters, men have fallen from that faith. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters, in many ages, the men have not kept the Sabbath holy. Oh, I say, a lot of people say, oh, what do you mean? Not only have they not kept the right day, my brothers and sisters, but they've forgotten that the Shabbat was the time the Most High consecrated the very word Shabbat and relates the idea about seeking completely all the Most High is appeased with. All His word. I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, after the hypocrisies of the rulers. Hey, some few decades before the birth of Messiah, Rome came in and killed off all the priests and had them preach a compromised word. Messiah came and said, beware the leaven of the hypocrisy, the dissimulation, the misrepresentation, the misadministration, the Pharisees, the priesthood of the time. Our brothers and sisters, Rome, wherever the churches were later, and the churches primarily in the East, they came there not to preserve the faith, but to destroy it. Establish the state church of the idea of the heathen, to preserve paganism and to change, if they could, the appointed times and laws. That at the end of the day, my brothers and sisters, men spook after the corruption of men. What did Constantine say? That no man be caught Judaizing? How about teaching the ways of Israel? On Sabbato. Saturday, Shabbato. Sabbato. Saturday, the Sabbath. Telling you they knew what day of the Sabbath was. And what were they doing? They were preaching the laws of the Most High, my brothers and sisters. He sought to establish their pagan Sunday against all that was decreed in the scriptures. And men have been taught, my brothers and sisters, evil as if it were good, and good as if it were evil. Lawlessness as if it were lawful. Strong delusion. The men have believed a lie. It's time to understand, brothers and sisters. Time to discern the truth. Got a little bit of time left. I'm trying to go through as much of this as I can. Shocking things I know that need to be considered. Yeah, willing, I intend to speak upon these things more so in the days to come. Because men have been blinded, not discerning the gospel of peace, the whole word of Yah. Hey, I said purity and completion offers peace, oneness with Yah. The man's sense of conscience has been shapen after diverse worldly matrices. Contention that could never be the peace. But self-righteousness has reigned in this world. But my brother and sister has never been under salvation. Most High didn't say he was sanctioned any less conscience than his own. He told me directly that any time man is subject to any conscience less than his own, it is trouble, it's tribulation, it's not peace. Men across the world, however, my brothers, have been tricked by unrighteous men, made enemies against one another, exalting themselves in their own ambitions and calling it right. And against Yah, trick far from being the true friends of Yah. What did Messiah say? You're my friends if you do everything I command you. You're his friends, mutually his friends, friends of one another. If you seek all that he declares, seek anything less. It's a defamation against his name. It's a curse against his name. Robbery of both his people and robbery. Robbery of both of his people and robbery against Yah. Curse, my brothers and sisters. Robbing the Most High against, robbing the Most High that he doesn't see the peace that he intended. That he must wreak vengeance against those, my brothers and sisters. What did he say? He'll be a swift witness, testify against the wicked. Who will turn aside those who return to him. Who will turn to his ordinances. For a long time, my brothers and sisters, those who will turn toward righteousness will have sought to make a prey. I got a little bit of time left, and let me look at what topics I can cover in this short time. I want you to hear, my brothers and sisters. Many times in Scripture, Scripture says Messiah comes to fully restore mankind to the strength of conscience necessary to exalt, discern what it is to exalt Yah. Beyond all the unrighteousness that seems right to men. It means, my brothers and sisters, that all the truth that men have been hidden from men for a long time must be restored. And in so doing, my brothers and sisters, shall not the faulty foundation of the nations fall. Look at Revelation 16:12-21 and understand. Say it, my brothers and sisters. So many still don't realize that to deny the law of the Most High is to deny the gospel of peace and salvation. It is to preserve sedentary thinking and man maintains the consequences of the fall, blind to it having been the damnations of mankind. Hey, because Adam and Eve or Eve didn't believe that if she sinned, she would set the world on a trade toward darkness and death. Because men didn't believe it then. My brothers and sisters, they were cast out of paradise and many have never attained it again. How many of my brothers and sisters have been tricked to believe that they defy the Most High? They've been tricked to believe that they defy the Most High, they should still enter His kingdom. Isn't that a curse against His authority? Isn't that a curse against Him as a righteous judge? He said your righteousness must exceed whoever it is then, who will deny any part of what is the law and the prophets, according to what the Most High declared from the beginning eternal. Else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. But men have said in spite of this that they still shall yet. Who then have their praise, my brothers and sisters? But it sounds like the tricks of a devil. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the trick that was performed against mankind to destroy him, that he might not again discern what is indeed, my brothers and sisters, will confirm him unto a place in the garden paradise the Most High has promised. Most High does not favor men's oath unto disobedience. It does not sanction when men have deceived men to believe, trusting the wicked rulers of thought to have a right to remain in power. He never said such a thing, my brothers and sisters. He said he would exalt one and establish one whom he has chosen. The wicked then, my brothers and sisters, the lawless, those who lie to you, are obstacles that Most High said then must be removed. Who are men cursed, my brothers and sisters, against when they believe there's no need to please Yah? Who have they cursed, my brothers and sisters, their allegiance have been to churches and pastors, partial in the law, teaching false concepts of Messiah, and not full of the hope of salvation. Never teaching who Messiah said that he is, that if you understood it according to the prophecies, you might be actually free. Because who Messiah said he is the one who's going to stand up for all righteousness. What is written in Revelation 19? For righteousness' sake, he will judge and make war. He's going to declare absolute righteousness against all the unrighteousness says of all the nations. He will discipline the nation with a rod of iron, unflinching discipline. for holiness and peace sake, for he is called the Word of Yah. King beyond all the world's kings, Lord beyond all their lordships. Do you think the rulers wanted you to look for someone, a brother and sisters, who would expose them all? I know it's time, my brothers and sisters, we discern beyond these illusions. Who is prepared to hear? How many have discerned, my brothers and sisters, that believing that all these various institutions deserve to exist have cursed the first mandate that Yah is one? They've sinned against the oneness and the consecration of his conscience. How many, my brothers and sisters, that they've loved another? If they preserve someone else's commandments, someone's unrighteousness, rather than seeking all the Messiah himself, must be preserved. His name, Matthew 1:21, says he would deliver people from all these illusions of sin. He says his gospel would open the eyes of the blind, release the captives, if they no longer trust those who hide the truth. Those who refuse to see the nation and denomination of this earth are prideful in their defiance against the law and the prophets. My brothers and sisters are not the godly, not according to Isaiah 41:21-42:4. But they are all abominations, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says, an abomination is whoever chooses such rulers as these. Meaning that you wouldn't exalt such rulers if the hand of the Most High had shaped your conscience. You would know to seek something greater.
60 seconds.
Hard words, I know. But the Most High says, behold my servant, my elect one, whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice. He shall show forth his solution. He shall show the truth that the Most High declared from the beginning that rulers would not speak. He says, he shall not fail nor be discouraged till he set justice in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. He has a command from the Most High, and he will not be turned from it. You need to understand all these scriptures, my brothers and sisters. Truly. You need to discern, my brothers and sisters, beyond every one of these lies they've told. But yes, my brothers and sisters, they took the very word law and act as if there's no law greater than their own that men consider themselves favored, preserving the misrule of men against the rule of the Most High. We were warned. Keep listening, my brothers and sisters. I thank you all for listening. I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. Under his might, under his honor, and his praise always, seeking, my brothers and sisters, the greater truths shall always be. I should be open to discern them all forever. Till we speak again, this has been Eddie Meyer of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his mighty honor and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening.